Okay, I did hear you. Go ahead. State your name before we pray.
This is Charlie Lewis, Cedar Hill, Texas.
Good morning, victorious woman of God. Father, we thank you. We love you. Thank you for your people, Father. Thank you for loving us so much, Lord. We can bring anything to you. You are a God of love, and you love each one of us just the way we are. We thank you for the founders of this call, Father. We love them. Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we thank you for the team members. We thank you, Father, for the family members. We thank you because you are our master, and this is your call, and we say thank you. And, Lord, as this call goes forward today, we thank you for the speaker, for your minister of the gospel who's going to bring a word forward for us to hear and to receive. So, Lord, as that call, as that person comes forward, this call will be clear. There will be no interruptions. There will be no drop calls. We will hear your word. We will receive your word. We will do your word. We will go forward and speak and proclaim your word in the mighty name of Jesus. I thank you for our host who is coming forward now. Thank you for Minister Tiffany, in Jesus' name. Are you there, my precious sister?
I am. Can you hear me, Minister Robin?
Yes, I can. God bless you, sweetheart.
Amen. To God be the glory for the greater and the new things that he is doing in our lives. Thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting us and seeing us this morning on Take It to the Lord Tuesday. And my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I reside here in Southern California, and I am super-duper excited that God allowed us to wake up to get up this morning. And I thank each and every single one of you for dialing into the Master's Call. We welcome you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. And if you are visiting us for the first time, we ask that this will not be your last, but that you will continue to press forward and dial into the Master Call each and every Monday through Friday. See, this call started back 3 years ago. We just celebrated on the 25th of October, our third year, and we are super excited that many lives have been enriched, enhanced, and empowered as a result of this call. And I thank God for our founders, Ambassador Dr. P.K. Roberts, and our mother eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, because if it was not for their commitment and dedication and their yes, we would not have this platform that we have the opportunity that is changing our lives. So don't take it for granted, but we want to be grateful to God that he allowed for us to be here on the Master's Call. The scripture that we stand on in this call can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." See, as Minister Robin has so graciously opened us up in prayer, we always end this call in prayer as well. And we also, in the middle of the week, when we don't take live prayer requests, we will see your prayer request if you send us an email. So let me give you our email address, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, themastersmorningcall@gmail.com, and we will definitely respond to you. We also have a website for your usage, and that website can be found at themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. If you are on the line this morning and you are a distributor or you are an entrepreneur or you are a business builder in Artist International, then I want to let you know that today is the last day for the month of October. It's so amazing to me that we're out of a month, but we're still closing out of the month. So I thank God for his favor. And I pray that the favor of God will be upon each and every single one of you who are going to reach your goals on this day. So remember, press it out, check your back office, find out what's going on. If you don't know what Artist is about and you want to know more, then get back with the person who invited you to this call, and they definitely will share with you truly what Artist International is about. And you also have another opportunity, and that is to join us as we close this call and head on over to the Morning Motivational Call with Platinum President Godmother Dorothy Cook, and that number is 530 881-1300 and the PIN code 539598 pound immediately following this call every Monday through Friday. Also, put on your calendar, save the date, January the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th of 2014. All roads lead to Houston, Texas for the Kings of Artists event. So we want to make sure that we are in position and we are preparing to meet at that place in January. So at this time, it is indeed a pleasure, an honor, and a privilege for me to bring to you this morning our speaker for the day. He is no stranger to the Master's Call. He has been here with us for the last 3 years, and we thank God for his dedication and his commitment. He is a pastor. He is definitely an artistpreneur. He knows about artist cares. If anyone out there needs to know more about artist cares, he's definitely the person to connect to. He is the husband of Cheryl, and they have been married for over 20 years. She is a wonderful woman of God. Had the opportunity to meet her at several extravaganzas ago. He believes that iron sharpens iron. He wants to be used of God to transform lives, and he is definitely doing that. He has been preaching for over 35 years. He's a certified biblical counselor. He's the founder and president of Jehovah Jireh Ministries and senior pastor of Mercy House in Edcourse, Michigan. And he is definitely on the move for God, really concerned about the young men of God and the men of God. And so at this time, without further ado, I would like to introduce and bring to you none other than Pastor Everett Thomas. Pastor Everett Thomas, are you out there this morning?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear, man of God. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Well, God bless your heart. To God be the glory. Great things he has done and great things he is yet doing. Give God the glory, somebody, right now. Hallelujah. Well, thank you so much for such a warm introduction, Minister Tiffany. And we give honor to Dr. Vanessa Wellerspoon and Dr. P.K. Ambassador Roberts. God bless all the TMC family. We thank God for this opportunity to share with you all today. Amen. So we want to look at our scripture reading today, looking at Ecclesiastes chapter 3. We're going to look at verses 1 through 8. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck what is planted, kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to gain and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Well, the question is today, and our subject is, what time is it in your life? What time is it in your life? Amen. It's so important to realize that time is precious. And, amen, some of us have the disease. When we struggle to get rid of the disease, it's called procrastination. And we waste more time than we utilize. So I just want to encourage us to make the most out of our time. We don't know how much time we have here on planet Earth. So every time I get a chance to, in our service, I raise the Bible up, says, this is my Bible, my B-I-B-L-E, basic instruction before leaving Earth. So we want to make sure we are in the Word of God, so we make the most out of the time that we have. We need to study how we can get the most out of our finances, the most out of our marriage, the most out of our single life, whatever station we are in life. Amen. We have only a certain amount of time to move from one place to the other, from one level to another, from one stage to another. Yes, this is the time right now, today, amen, to cast your vote. Amen. This is election day. This is a time to, amen, make a difference in the political world. And, amen, just a couple of days ago was the time to take off our daylight savings time hat, amen, put on our regular time hat, amen. So we have to, every single day, we have to look at 24 hours God has blessed us with, amen. So it's not how much time we have, it's how we do the things that we need to do with the time we have to do it with, amen, amen. So it's important to maximize our time. So what time is it in your life? Is it, amen, is it time to move forward? Is it time to stand still? And, amen, is it time to, amen, get those points up there so we can break our level of artists today? What is the time in your life today? Well, let's look at John Maxwell. He has some notes here in the Bible. It says, a law of timing. There is a season for everything. Solomon knew quite a bit about the law of timing. He tells us that there exists an appointed time for everything under the heaven. Then he lists several examples, birth, death, planting, reaping, and weeping, laughing, etc. And we don't control the timing of most events. The best we can do is to recognize the timing. Ecclesiastes 3 teaches leaders several important lessons. Number one, it is our responsibility to recognize God's timing, not to change it. Number two, it is our responsibility to accept and cooperate with God's timing. Three, our alignment with God's timing makes a great difference. Let me say that again. Our alignment with God's timing makes a great difference. Number four, God has made everything appropriate in its time. Five says, God has put eternity in our hearts, so we must trust God to communicate his timing. Six says, we can do nothing better during our lifetime than to rejoice and do good. So timing is vital. Timing is precious. We have to realize that even in the New Testament, we find these words in Ephesians. It tells us in Ephesians chapter 5, it tells us, well, first of all, starting in 15 verse, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming, verse 16, redeeming the time because the days are evil. You find also in the Psalms says, so teach us to number our days, amen, because the days are evil, in so many words. The days, of course, the word tells us, amen, that we live in the last days, and we want to make the most out of our days. So teach us to number our days. And it tells us that we need to have wisdom, amen, in this life. So the word of God helps us, amen, to walk in wisdom. So how do we redeem our time? John Maxwell says again, because activity is not necessarily accomplishment, Paul advises us to analyze our lifestyle. Say it again. Because activity is not necessarily accomplishment, Paul advises us to analyze our lifestyles, also to utilize the present and prioritize what is important. While every leader every day gets the same amount of time, not every leader gets the same results. Amen. You need to write that down. While every leader every day gets the same amount of time, not every leader gets the same result. So we must look at our time. What time is it in your life? Is it time to move forward? Is it time to stand still? Is it time to speak? Or is it time to be silent? Amen. It is important to maximize our time. I mean, we have a tendency to waste a lot of time. I mean, how much time do we waste watching TV? Not saying it's a bad thing, but can we get a lot more accomplished sometimes to turn the TV off? I mean, I like sports, amen, but I'm not getting paid to watch a game, amen. Those out there on the field are getting paid. So if I'm going to get paid in my artist business, I got to utilize my time more wisely, more effectively, and become even more of a maximizer of my time. So basically for my life, it's time to get moving, amen. This is almost a new year, and I don't know about you, but I'm not where I need to be and want to be amen, in my business or in my finances. So it's time for me not to just sit down and twiddle my thumbs or get busy doing everything else. Yes, I'm in ministry, and I need to make time to do the work of ministry. Amen. I have to learn to put God first in everything I do and to make sure he's a part of every area of my life. Amen. So it's time. We thank God for the TMC call. It's time to get right with God. If you're not right with God, it's time to hear a word from God to get the day moving. That's why we're here this morning. Amen. So take time for God. Make time for God. Amen. Not just TMC call. We thank God for your own call, but how much in the rest of the day do you acknowledge God? Amen. We need to learn to acknowledge him in all our ways. And, of course, the word of God says he will direct our path. So what time is it? What time is it? What time is it in your life today? Is it time to take a nap, or is it time to wake up? Amen. Amen. So give God our time. Say, God, this is what I have on my agenda today. This is what I want, amen, to accomplish today. This is my plan. However, God, my time is your time. If you want to flip a script, if you want to, amen, change something on my agenda, it's all about you. I want to glorify you with every moment, amen, of my day. Lord, help me to make the most out of my time, the most out of this day. So not just for myself, or, amen, for my goals or for my agenda, but to glorify you. Lord, I want you to get the glory out of my life. This is, yes, my time, but if it had not been for you, God, I won't have this time. If it had not been for you in my life, where would I be? Amen. So it's because in you, Lord, I live and move and have my being. So it's all right, God, to interrupt. Amen. Many times we in church, back in the day, we in some churches still do it today. We start off with our prayers to Lord, thank you for another day's journey. Lord, we thank you. Amen, for this service. Have your own way, God. Just have your way in our service today. But our services sometimes can be so crowded with our agenda. When the Holy Spirit tries to move, we quench the Spirit. Amen. So be careful. We say, God, have your way in our service. Well, we say that in our lives. God, have your way in our life, God. Have your way, Lord. Amen. What are my steps according to your will and your way and your word, God? Have your way. Yes, we say that, but what are we doing to allow God freedom to move when he wants to move, have freedom to move in the way he wants to move? Amen. So our time is not really our time. We are stewards of our time. So we need God to help us, amen, to have wisdom, amen, to get the most out of our day, out of our hours of the day, the amen, the minutes of the day, amen. So what time? It's time to give God the glory with our time. It's time to be, amen, stewards of our time that brings honor and glory to God. It's time, amen, to move, amen, the way God wants us to move in his timing. Amen. Sometimes we get so much in a hurry, and God's saying, don't move so fast because you might miss something. And a lot of times we move past, amen, where God wants us to be because we're so much in a hurry, amen, to move from point A to point B. So God's saying it's okay to take one day at a time, amen, take one step at a time, but make sure you honor God with your time. Amen. So what time is it? What time is it? It's important, amen, to look at our life and just, amen, take a time to evaluate. Am I more today than I was yesterday? Have I accomplished more today than I did yesterday? How about this year? Am I more ahead at this point in time in this year than I was last year? Amen. Am I wasting time or am I making time? Amen. Where am I with my time today? Amen. So I just want to encourage us today to evaluate, amen, where we are today and where we need to be or where we desire to be, because it's all about God. Amen. It's all about glorifying God. And when it's all over, I mean, when time has come to a halt in our lives, we want to hear our Savior and servant, well done, our good and faithful servant. God wants to, amen, brag on his children. Amen. He wants to say, this is my child, and look what he has accomplished. Look at the legacy they left behind. Look, amen, look what he has done in the time I gave him or her, amen, on planet Earth. So my encouragement to us today that we want to make God smile, amen, not to make him frown, amen, and at us, and give, amen, a time for family. Family also needs our time. We get so busy sometimes. We don't spend time with our families, and family union comes, and we don't know each other, amen, because we don't spend time trying to, amen, stay in touch. We got to be introduced to our cousin every year, amen, because we don't spend time. Who's this? Well, this is your cousin from so-and-so. This is, Alabama, wherever. We have to have time for our family. And this business, if we do it right, amen, allows us to have that time, amen, for our family, have that time for things that are precious to us, amen. We have time, amen, to share with our loved ones and to meet and greet those that we have yet to meet, amen. So time. What are we doing with our time? My goodness, amen. That's a powerful question if we just kind of marinate there, amen. Time today is just beginning, amen. And of course, at 8:30, it's time to get on the, amen, a motivational call with, amen, Platinum President Dorothy Cook. Praise God for that time to be motivated and receive so much information. And so we want to take time to, amen, to gain knowledge. Amen. Amen. Some of us are where we were last year spiritually because we refused to study God's word. You know, it's time, amen, to get into Sunday school. If you still have Sunday school, it's time to get into Bible study. If you have that in your church, amen, amen, get somewhere to take time to get into God's word and allow God's word to get into you so we can, amen, maximize our life, get the most out of our time. Amen, amen. It's time right now, amen, to take advantage of it because time is so short and so precious and so valuable. Amen, amen, amen. So I just want to leave that with you. And realize that this song record about time. He said, time is filled with swift transition. None of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. And he goes on to say, trust in him who will not leave you whatsoever years may bring. If by earthly friends forsaken, still mostly closely to him cling. Covet not this world's vain riches that so rapidly decay. Seek to gain the heavenly treasures. They would never pass away. When your journey is completed, if to God you have been true, fair and bright the home glory, your enraptured soul will view. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Yes, hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Well, what time is it? It's time for me to get out of here, but I want to continue to say this day I'm going to hold to God's unchanging hand. How about you? God bless you. Back to you, Minister.
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Thank you so, so much, Pastor Everett, for blessing us this morning and for asking us and challenging us today to know what time it is in our lives. Let us, now it's time for prayer, so let us go to God in prayer. Daddy God, we love you and we thank you. We honor you and we surrender to you on this day that you have made, O God. And we command the morning to line up with the heavens and we proclaim your glory, O God. We walk into our purpose on this day for our lives. I thank you for Pastor Everett as he has come to us, letting us know, Father, and asking us to think about what season it is, Father. Help us to be aware of where you have placed us in this time, for each of our times are different, Father. But we want to make sure that they are right with you. So we come right now, Father God, just thanking you for the word that you have imparted into each of our hearts, our minds, our ears, and our spirits, God. I pray, Father God, as we go through this day, that we will realize that we are fearfully and wonderfully made and that every single need that we have is met in the name of Jesus. Some of us come right now weary and burdened, Father, but we know that we can find rest in you. So I ask right now, Father God, that you would allow us to rest in your arms, Father God. I lift up Martha to you. I lift up Jackie to you and Regina and Corey and Malachi, oh God. I lift up Sharon right now to you, Father, and I just pray that you would just touch them right now, Lord. You are our shepherd, and you will supply every need according to our riches and glory. I come lifting up Minister Kai to you and Minister Benita to you, Father God. I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you would touch and heal their bodies right now, oh God. I speak right now peace and comfort for them, oh God. Any pain, I ask that you remove it right now in the name of Jesus. I lift up Minister Lance Waterman and Lori Waterman to you right now, and the Patterson family as they have lost loved ones. Also, I lift up Patricia and her mother to you, who has lost her mother has lost her oldest brother. I lift them up to you, oh God. I know that you would give them comfort and strength in the passing of their loved ones, oh God. Those that are traveling, I ask that you would give them traveling grace to make it to and from safely. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that no weapon which is formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, I pray for Martha Marie Preston, Platinum President, Father, that you would continue to do greater and new things in her life, Father. I lift up Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa to you. Continue to do greater and new things in their life. And for every listener under the sound of my voice, oh God, I speak peace to them. I speak joy. I speak exceeding and abundant blessings to them right now in the name of Jesus, Father. Someone on this line right now needs you right now, Father. So I pray right now that you would go right now and be with them and let your son and your daughter know that you said in your word that I would never leave you or forsake you. So we bless you, oh God. We praise you and we celebrate Amber as she's celebrating her 50th birthday, our prayer general from the very beginning, God. I pray that you would just continue to do newer things in her life, oh God. Bless her children right now. Bless each and every child who is represented on this phone right now, God. Protect them as they go to school. Protect their minds and their hearts, Father God, from the enemy, oh God. Bless our president and bless this world. And we give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory. And it is done. I decree and declare it to be so. In Jesus' name, amen. We thank each and every single one of you for joining us on the Master's Call. To hear the replay for this call, please dial 712-432-1085 and the PIN code 957-677-POUND. Remember, we are heading to the morning motivational call. And that number is 530-881-1300 and the PIN code 539598-POUND. Today is the end of the month for Artists International, so make it happen for you, your team, and your family. We love you here on the Master's Call. And at this time, I ask Pastor Everett Thomas to come and give us our benediction for this morning. Are you there?
Yes, I am. God bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace and forth now and forevermore. God bless your hearts. Amen.